It was 4:15 when Jericho stepped into the room. You two headed out soon? Huh? Paige glanced up, looked at the clock, then focused on her boss. We need more time. Jericho moved in and settled into one of the chairs. Convince me. This one, he pointed a thumb at Lovato, has been on nearly 18 hours. Actually, Mike objected, I went home and grabbed a couple hours sleep before Paige tagged me, and my shift was only 8, last night as well as today, so I'm good. 8 on, 2 off, and another 8 on. I can handle a couple more. Again, Jericho said soberly, convince me. Paige ran through all the reasons she believed they were still in the area. Then she explained what they were doing to locate the hole, the place Flint had taken his family to hide out until he felt the coast was clear to bolt. I agree, Jericho said after several silent seconds. It's too risky to just bolt back up north. In fact, I'd be surprised if he plans to return there at all. The judge that issued the order is too close. All Talia has to do is get word to the authorities, and Flint's locked up again. Talia and the kid would be out of his reach, and they'd have plenty of time to disappear for good. He won't risk that, not yet, maybe not ever. You think he's on the run? Lovato studied his boss. I think he might be, Walters corrected. Paige could be right. He may have found a place to hold up until he thinks things have cooled down and he has his family under control. Then he buys a new identity, sets up house in a new area with his fancy new name, a new job, and a new life. He could control the mother by threatening the kid, control the kid by threatening mom. I agree, Paige sat back. Partially. I think that's exactly how he'll control them. I think that's probably the plan. Just poof. Start a new life and let Talia know if she doesn't go along, she'll lose everything.